我最近啊看了作家余华的一段综艺节目。
I recently watched a segment of the variety show featuring writer Yu Hewitt.
就是几个作家跟那聊天啊。
Just chatting with a few writers.
我挺爱看这个的。
I really like watching this.
气氛特别友好。
The atmosphere is particularly friendly.
而且还很有趣。
And it's also very interesting.
这种谈话其实挺不好整的。
This conversation is actually quite difficult to handle.
你谈话这个嘉宾呢、啊、得吸引人。
The guest you're talking about is very interesting.
你得会讲故事。
You have to be good at telling stories.
我发现这个余华呀，就特别会讲故事。
I found that Yu Hewitt is particularly good at telling stories.
我看到的这段是呢，余华讲他一段往事，就是他捎信的那段往事。
The excerpt I saw is about Yu Hewitt recounting a specific incident from his past.
余华说呢
，Yu Hewitt said，
他前些年啊老是搬家。
He has been moving around a lot in recent years.
从那个嘉兴搬到杭州。
From that time, I moved from Jiaxing to Hangzhou.
从杭州又搬到北京。
Moved from Hangzhou to Beijing.
在这个搬家的过程当中呢
，During the moving process,
有很多东西啊就扔了。
There are so many things to throw away.
很可惜。
Unfortunately.
其中就包括很多朋友啊
，including many friends，
写给他的信
，write a letter to him，
太多了，就烧掉了
，too much， so I burned it，
有史铁生的
，there are stones and iron，
有莫言的
，there are works by Mo Yan，
还有苏童的啊，等等
，there are also those by Su Tong and so on。
这个事儿咱们说吧。
Let's talk about this.
确实是挺可惜的啊。
It's really a pity.
你想啊，史铁生他们的关系都非常好啊。
Yu A Stone and Shi Tai Sheng had a very good relationship.
啊，现在人都不在了。
Now the people are gone.
你说到这儿的时候呢
？When you get to this point.
现场的那个苏童啊、程永新呐、啊，他们都在吗？
They were all there, Su Tong and Cheng Yongsen.
大家都表示太惋惜了。
Everyone expressed their regret.
余华自己啊，眼圈也有点红了。
Hewitt himself also has some red eyes.
气氛就有点沉重。
The atmosphere was a bit heavy.
这个时候呢
？At this time,
余华就说了。
Yu Hewitt said,
说这别人的信呐、啊，烧了都。太可惜了。
It's a shame that someone else's letter was burned.
只有苏童的信烧的一点都不可惜。
I don't care about the letter of Su Tong at all.
我该烧。大家就一愣。
I was surprised by everyone.
哎。
Oh.
那苏童也在吗
？Is Su Tong there?
苏童是个厚道人啊。
Su Tong is a shrewd person.
他脸都板起来了。
He frowned.
这是怎么说话的呢
？How is this being said?
是吧
？Is it?
人家给你写的信。
The letter that someone wrote to you.
你烧了。
You were burned.
我还说该烧，你这太冒犯了。
I also said that you were too offensive.
大家都盯着这个余华。
Everyone was staring at you, Hewitt.
我说你啥意思
？What do you mean？
余华呢就接着讲。
You Hewitt continued to speak. Oh.
哎，你是不是也想听是吧
？Do you want to listen？
这悬念厉害是吧
？This is a suspenseful situation, isn't it？
我当时就是余华。
I was then Yu Hewitt.
就说当年苏童啊。
Let's talk about Su Tong.
啊，他是那个好像《中山》杂志的编辑。
He is the editor of that good Zhongshan magazine.
他要写信给那个作家们呢，约稿、组稿嘛。
He wants to write a letter to the group of writers to ask them to submit their manuscripts.
他就给余华写信。
He wrote a letter to you, Hewitt.
说余华你好。
Hello, Mr. Hugh Hewitt.
有什么作品请赐稿之类的这种话。
I'm looking for opportunities to submit my work, such as submissions or call for submissions.
然后呢
Then,
余华接到之后看完挺高兴。
Hugh Hewitt received the news and was quite happy after reading it.
但是再一看好像不对。
But it seems wrong at first glance.
说是那个因为这个苏童写字啊。
It was said that because of the desk,He couldn't write properly.
特别用力。
Especially.
他就把上一张稿纸那个字儿啊。
He then wrote the word on the previous piece of paper.
就透到这封信上了。
I've read the letter.
还能看出来，说上一封信呢是跟那个铁凝约稿。
You can still see that the letter is about a meeting with Iron Maine.
说铁凝姐。
I'm ironing.
你好。
Hello.
有什么作品请赐稿之类的话
What are you looking for?
内容完全一样
The content is completely the same
就改了个名字
Just changed the name
可能是用复写纸写的
It might be written by a father and son
所以余华就说这种信啊没有什么价值
So, you Hugh would say that such a letter has no value Oh
大家一听就恍然大悟。
Everyone understood immediately.
哈哈大笑。
Laugh heartily.
那苏童也很高兴啊。
苏童 was also very happy.
因为他讲了自己这工作很认真是吧
?You said that your job is very serious, right?
啊还跟铁凝姐约稿也挺有面子。
It's also quite impressive to be able to work with Iron Maine.
哎。
Oh?
大家都高兴
Everyone is happy
所以你看哈不愧是这余华
So I think he's really good
这才是讲故事
This is how storytelling should be done
上来就整一个巨大的悬念
Immediately create a huge suspense
大家都被吸引过来之后
Once everyone is drawn in
然后自己呢一点一点的给破解掉
Then, one by one, they were cracked.
在编剧里边
In the script.
这个叫设一个钩子
This is called setting a hook.
哎，勾引人听的那种钩子
The hook that the two philanthropists were talking about.
我认识一个编剧
I know a screenwriter.
著名编剧
Famous screenwriter.
他就说过，他说写剧本的时候
，He said that when he was writing the script，
写一段觉得没意思了
，write a paragraph that expresses boredom。
你一定要制造一个巨大的障碍
，You must create a huge obstacle。
其实就是一个让人意外的一个钩子
，It's actually a surprising hook。
你制造完之后
，After you finished。
你再自己再慢慢去想怎么把这个钩子这个扣啊
Think about how to use the hook and the clasp yourself
再给它破掉
The brokenness
再给说圆乎啊
This is saying original flavor or authentic
我觉得吧这个好故事呢还不仅仅在于钩子的这个勾人的程度
I think this story is not just about the depth of Hook's character.
更在于你破解的时候。
The key is when you crack it.
你这个逻辑要跟不上了。
You're not keeping up with the logic.
也不行。
It's no use.
最典型的就是当年央视有一档节目叫《走进科学》吗？
The most typical example is a program called Exploring Science that used to be broadcast on CCTV.
那故事那都相当勾人呐。
The stories are quite captivating.
但是呢，后来就是光有钩子太勾人。
But later, having only hooks was too intrusive.
那你故事跟不上了。
I can't keep up with your story.
成笑话了。
It's become a joke.
好像是他有一期嘛，
It seems like he had one.
就讲说在一个荒无人烟的一个原始森林里头。
Let me tell you about a desolate and primitive forest.
有一个房子特别奇怪。
There is a very strange house.
怎么奇怪呢？
How strange.
这个房子的顶上它没有一片落叶。
There were no leaves on the roof of the house. Oh.
哎，这讲，然后你再配上音效什么的。
Then you can add sound effects and other audio elements. Oh.
特别吸引人。
Very attractive.
结果呢，你一路听下来，这个节目一分析，一溜十三招。
So, after listening to the whole program and analyzing it step by step, I have come up with 13 strategies.
最后告诉大家。
Finally, I want to tell everyone that
为什么这个房顶上没有落叶呢？
Why doesn't this property have any leaves?
因为有一天风太大，把这落叶都给吹跑了。
Because one day the wind was too strong and blew all the fallen leaves away.
太让人失望了。
It's so disappointing.
是不是？
Is it?
因为你把这个钩子一旦抛出来啊。
Because once you throw this hook out,
你这个风险也来了。
You're coming too.
你得有相应的故事跟着。你设想。
You need to have the corresponding story following your imagination.
余华说
You, Hugh, said.
我把这苏童蟹给烧了。
I burned this copper crab.
该烧。
It's hot.
然后没有故事了。
Then there was no story.
那苏童不得急了。
Now, Suteng can't be impatient.
急了啊。
Oh, my God.
那不动手才怪呢。
It's not a good idea to just stand around.
是吧？
Is it?
那不是还有个笑话吗？
Is this still working?
是外国的啊。
It's foreign.
说有一个年轻的传教士。
There was a young man who aspired to be a teacher.
他第一天上班，就跟那个老的传教士请教。
On his first day of work, he asked the old security guard for advice.
说怎么样才能让听众听讲的时候他不犯困难？
How can I make the audience not have difficulty when listening and learning?
这个老传教士就说，说你说话得有悬念。
This old teacher says that you should speak in a way that creates suspense.
比如说大家都这个想睡觉的时候
For example, when everyone wants to sleep,
你突然说一句
You suddenly say,
你说
You said,
你说昨天我跟一个女人手挽着手逛街去了
In yesterday, I was walking with a woman and holding hands while shopping.
哎，大家一愣
Everyone was stunned.
你就接着说。
Go ahead and continue.
有那个女人呢，是我的妈妈。
That woman is my mother.
哎，这个年轻的传教士他一听。
When a young, inexperienced teacher heard this,
觉得这方法太好了。
Excellent method.
第二天的传教的时候就想用上。
I thought of using it on the second day of preaching. Hey.
他就跟着讲经嘛。
Just talking about scriptures and sermons.
讲着讲着，哎。
As I was talking,
下边这个信众开始昏昏欲睡。
The person below is starting to fall asleep.
然后呢
？Then,
这个传教士突然就说了。
The teacher suddenly said,
说昨天我跟一个女人呢，手挽手逛街了。
Yesterday, I was walking hand in hand with a woman on the street.
你们想知道他是谁吗？
Do you want to know who he is?
哎呀！
Oh,
大家一听都吓一跳啊！
Everyone was shocked when they heard it.
都醒了。
Everyone is awake.
都精神了。
All are energetic.
就等着他往下说。
Just wait for him to continue.
他一看也特别得意。
He looked very proud.
这一得意吧
enjoy it.
脑子就乱了。
My brain is messed up.
结果想了半天呢。
I thought about it for a long time.
结结巴巴的。
Stuttering.
他是谁呢？
Who is he?
他是谁呢？
Who is he?
天哪。
Oh my god.
我给忘了。
I forgot to give it.
所以吧，这讲故事其实挺不容易的。
So, telling stories is actually quite difficult.
人家余华这小说写得好。
I think Hugh Hewer's novels are well written.
我觉得啊，首先是因为啊，人家本来啊，就会讲故事，是吧？
I think, first of all, they are good at telling stories.
好吧。
Okay.
就这么着。
That's it.